This is Kerry Steller with MMA UK and in the Girls Corner, and I am here speaking with Levi. Stephen, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. A lot's been going on since the last time we spoke.
Yeah,
I want to talk about that. I know you have a huge fight coming up with Cage Warriors against Danielle Hutton.
Yeah.
If I pronounced that correct. How excited are you to, one, be fighting for one of the best promotions over there? How do you feel about that?
I think it's really good. Like, I feel like I thrive on, like, big opportunities. And the one thing that I'm really excited about is the cage, because, like, throughout the whole of my fights that I've done, I've always been in small cages, like the amateur size cages. But this one's like the big professional, well, Cage Warriors cage. And that's what I'm really excited about. You know, I think I'll definitely be able to use that to my advantage. And I'm just looking forward to it. Like, it's a massive show. I watch Cage Warriors all the time. And it's just, you know, although it's not being filmed or aired, the people, you know, the right people are there to impress. So that's a massive thing for me.
Absolutely. And Cage Warriors has, you know, some of the best fighters. They have, you know, obviously Jack Shore just went to UFC and had a huge performance. So it's not like, you know, they're one of the smaller ones where you're not going to be seeing, you know, your name's going to be seen, even though it might not be aired.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they will. They're not doing any kind of live stream?
I don't think so. I think it's slightly changed, and they're not, I don't think they're actually video recording the fight. So I don't even know whether there's going to be footage of the fight. I have no idea. I've been told different things. So we'll soon find out. But either way, you know, it's going to be really good anyway. I'm excited.
You know, what I really love about them as a promotion is as a pro-am. So there's such an opportunity for you guys to, you know, win in advance and then, you know, go into the pro rankings. And like I said, there's fighters that go to the UFC. So, and Bellator, they're a really great organization.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, I wouldn't say I prefer Cage Warriors over any other promotion, but I think they've got more opportunities. They're linked with the UFC, and obviously every MMA fighter's dream is to be in the UFC. And it just shows you, like, when you win a Cage Warriors belt, it shows you you're legit, like, you are good. And I think that's really good. Like, we need that in the UK, like, in Europe, should I say, like, we need that just so it shows the US, like, where we want to be, how good we actually are. So it's a great platform, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And you're about, a little about 10 days out?
Yeah. So it's not this Saturday, it's next Saturday.
Yeah, you are. You're 10 days out. How do you feel having 10 days, 10 days into it? You're about, I guess, finishing up, you know, your fight camp. You got weight cutting, and I'm sure I know you that you're, you know, feeling really on point at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, I'm a little bit lighter than I usually am, but it's really good because I've got Beth Packman, who's my nutritionist. She's so good. Like, I'm lifting, you know, a lot heavier than I used to be. I'm lifting guys in the gym like they're absolutely nothing. Like, my battery went off a little bit. I'm lifting guys in the gym like they're absolutely nothing. My wrestling's come on so much, and my striking's come on, and everything just seems to be like right place, right time. I think at the start of the year and like halfway through last year, IMAF fucked me up a little bit, I would say. I'm not, you know, not slating IMAF. I just don't think that my body, particularly like the whole setup. So the same day weighing, the waiting around, there are a lot of excuses, but I think I've found a setup now with Beth and with my coaches, that I know how my body works and know how I can perform to my maximum potential. So everything's going really well. I've only recently just had a fight, so I won the Budo belt. So I was fresh out of that camp anyway.
Yeah.
And all I'm basically doing for this fight is just carrying on, you know, keeping the train going, basically just sharpening up. My speed's there, my power's there, and, like, nothing's changed. It's just win. Just win. I don't care how I win. I just want to win, and that's where I'm going from here now.
And that's a good, you know, good turnaround for you. You just had that fight about a month ago.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And that was a really great performance. You had a dominant win in the first round. Walk us through that.
Yeah, so I think it kind of gave me a little bit of a kick up the ass, really, because, like, Chrissy, the girl who was fighting, like, she was giving me a bit of shit on Instagram and Facebook, and I thought, I'm not bothered about that. Like, I seen it and I was kind of thinking I should reply back, but then I thought, no, actually, I'm going to use it as fuel. Like, I'm going to use it as, this person, you know, is trying to say that they're better than me, that they can do this, they can do that. But I thought, no, like, I'm taking this opportunity to show you, like, what level that I'm at. Because, like I said, after the last loss from when I was in Rome, something was wrong. Like, I know something was wrong. Like, my body didn't feel right and I didn't perform. It happened again. Sorry. Okay. My battery's going to die, so I'm going to have to plug it in a minute.
Fine.
And I basically just thought, I need to change something, or I need to do something drastic. So nothing's really changed that much. I'm just thinking about my training a little bit more. So I think before Rome, I was training for training's sake. Like, I was just training because I had to train.
Yeah.
Now I train with, like, a purpose. I train with, right, today I'm going to work my takedowns. I'm going to work such and such thing. I'm going to work not getting hit as much. I think, you know, certain things that I went wrong in fights, I've changed it around. Because I think I've had a few losses where if I just was a little bit smarter, I would have won. And now I don't want that to happen anymore. Like, I'm being smart. Like, it kind of hit me. I was laying in bed and I was like, shit, this is my career. Like, this is what I want to do. Like, I can't go, oh, next week I'll work on that. No, I'm going to work on it this week.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, this is what I want to live off. You know, I want to do this, you know, for as long as possible. I don't want to keep doing a part-time job and just going to the gym and having a, you know, a fight in a few weeks' time. Like, I want to go as far as I possibly can do. So, can go, should I say. So, yeah, everything seems to be on the right track. My mind's in the right place. Everything seems to be going pretty well.
Yeah, I'd say so. And, you know, honestly, at the end of the day, after the IMMAF stuff, you know, it's, you tested yourself. So there's really no, yeah, there's no loss in that. You know what I mean? You went to Rome to do it, which is huge. Not many people can say that. And at the end of the day, it's going to make you a better fighter and a better person. So
yeah,
what was that like? Because we spoke before you went.
Yeah, it was really good. You know, it was bizarre because we was in, like, these little caravan type things and mosquitoes everywhere. It was boiling hot, like, really hot. And it was a great experience, don't get me wrong. Like, it was really good. It was so fun. Like, we just had so many laughs. And it was like a, you know, I can say now, like, I've been to Bahrain and I've been to Rome, you know, to fight. And it's a great experience. I think it's just suited for certain fighters. You know, it's a certain, you know, type of setup that would suit certain people. It just doesn't suit me. There's nothing wrong with it. It's absolutely brilliant. Like, you know, Mohamed Mokaev is doing absolutely brilliant. Like, he's, what is he, like, 18-0 now? And it's working perfect for him, just not working well for me. But it was great. Like, I don't regret it. I had to just dig really deep. Like, I had to use my grit. I got caught in a triangle in the first round, I think, and got out of that, and then got elbowed a few times in the head. All sorts of things were going wrong, but I just thought, no, there's no way I'm giving up. Like, I couldn't feel my arms. Like, so many things was going wrong, and I was like, what the hell is wrong with me? But I'm so glad. Like, I just finished the fight and it was great, and I'm very happy still that I've done it, regardless of what happened, regardless of whether I lost, won, drew, whatever. I am happy that I've done it, and I would advise, you know, all the amateurs to go and do it once at least. It's a great experience, definitely.
Well, I think that and the style that it's set up in, it's tournament style, correct? Where you don't,
yeah,
know your opponent, you're just getting, you know, thrown out there, and, you know, I think that's huge because, you know, at the end of the day, you're not always going to have, you know, what if your opponent doesn't make weight and, you know, you don't want to fight them and they get you somebody else really quick. Like, you want to be prepared to fight that other person too when that happens.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why the whole process of it is really good for a fighter, I think, because you, like you say, that last minute dropouts and you don't know who you're fighting. It's kind of, you've got to rely on who you are as a fighter, because you can't go, right, this person's a striker, I'm going to do this and this, or this person's a wrestler, I'm gonna, you know, use my jab and keep at a distance. It's just, you've got to, as soon as you step in there, you've got to react to whatever's that, you know, whatever's in front of you. And you should, you know, appreciate what you've gone through with your coach. You've prepared for that moment. So it's a really good test of will, skill, grit, everything. It's a good process, but now I know where I want to go from here, which is, you know, not IMAF, but, you know, I want a few more fights, and eventually I do want to go pro, obviously, but I want to get as much experience as I possibly can And then nothing will faze me then in pro. I don't want to, there's a lot of people who take like four fights at amateur and go pro, and then they might have like a three fight win streak at pro and then get beat and then get beat again. And you think, yeah, probably because you've not experienced that type of fighter before, or that type of pressure or that heat before, that makes a massive difference. So I'm coming fully prepared.
No, I think it's really important to be able to fight out of your comfort zone, do anything out of your comfort zone, and challenge yourself, you know, and it's important because last night I played in a competitive pool league, and I played against a girl that's supposed, she's better than me, and I'm getting there. So it's not like, you know, she's better and I'll never reach that level. No, I'm going up to that level. I'm close. I'm nipping at her toes. And I beat her, and, you know, I beat her. That my coach goes, just go out there and play smart. And I did. And that was the reason why I won, because I played really smart. And I beat somebody that was considerably better than me. But at the end of the day, one, if I had questioned myself and not gone out there and played smart, or, you know, played my best, or even, you know, what if I said, well, I'm never going to win, and, you know, there's no way, and just like defeated myself before I went in. It's the same thing as a fight. Like a fighter, you got to, you know, you can't defeat yourself before you get in there. So you got to be able to test yourself at some point.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's why you need these challenges. You know, there's a lot of people who have like 10 amateur fights against people who are not good, and they know they're a level above, and they get this amazing record. And I think you're not doing anything. You're not giving yourself any favors. Yeah. Like, I want to take the good fights, you know, the hard fights, and know that even if, like, say I lose, I think, actually, you know what, I'm the one that's took that fight. Like, no other person was taking it. Or if I win, they've brought the best out of me. And that's what I think is, you know, that's why I like challenges, because they bring the best out in you. And you know when you beat them, like, you can feel happy about beating them because they've not just rolled over and played dead, you know, like some people do, mostly the men's. Yeah. But that's what I think about it anyway.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I look at it all the time. Like, if you're going to be given handed fights that you know, and your coaches know that that person isn't on your level, honestly, in my personal opinion, where's the honor and dishonor? You're not challenging yourself, and it's not going to do anything, because, you know, I'm not going to sit here and call names out, and I, you know, I'm, as much as I like to talk shit, I'm classy, but I'm not going to do that. But, you know, you see it all the time, is you see people get handed fights, and then when they get, you know, from amateurs to a regional, or even amateurs to Bellator, whatever, it doesn't translate, and they don't do as well. It's jumping to pro too fast isn't going to do you any good. Taking soup can's not going to do you any good. And at the end of the day, you should have enough people surrounding you that you go, mm-mm, don't do it. Like, I have friends that I feel fight way too much, and I'll tell them, I'm like, maybe you should, like, wait a couple, you know. And I get it, though. You're a fighter. You're going to want to freaking fight. I get it. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, give your body a break. If you take two close ones, give yourself a break, you know. But, again, it's just really a matter of what you're capable of.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I've got another fight after this one coming up next week, but because of the last fight, like how quick it ended, and I wasn't injured.
You didn't take any damage.
So I thought this fight is kind of, I feel like this fight was the one I was preparing for. I already knew that I was going to fight this girl.
Awesome.
And so I was kind of like just putting it in the back of my mind, thinking, win the title, then, you know, fight this person. But in the back of my mind still, I was thinking, I'm also preparing for this girl. I believe she's undefeated, but
okay,
that's great. Okay,
yeah,
like I'm not bothered about that. Like I say, it depends who you fight and, you know, who you've got those wins against.
Absolutely.
And also, like, now I'm just not scared of anybody. like on fight day, because I was thinking to myself, like, if you get scared, well, some people obviously get nervous, but if you're worried and you don't want to be there, don't do it.
Absolutely.
Whereas when I'm in, like, my coach had to tell me to sit down on fight day. Like, I came in, I, like, blasted through the doors of the sports hall where we was fighting, and I was just giddy. Everybody was, like, getting their hands wrapped, and I was just jumping around everywhere. I was just excited. And he was like, right, you're fighting very late. You need to calm down. And then I just sat there and I was like, okay, I probably do need to calm down a bit. But I'm just excited. Like, this is what I want to do. I'm, you know, there's nothing better in the world, I think, than winning. And especially, like, in front of, you know, so many people, it's it's the best feeling in the world. And it's so addictive. And that's all I'm looking for now is, I don't care how I win. Like I said before, I just want to win. Like, I don't give a shit. I just want to win.
And, yeah. You know, it's true. And that not only says that you're a fighter, you're a competitor. And a competitor is always going to want to compete. It doesn't matter what it is, where it is, who it is. And you know what? It doesn't matter. I said it last night. I'm like, whatever. I freaking win the game. I know she got a game or two on me, but who cares? You know, I won. W to W. I took that win home. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, that should be your end game. And there is no better feeling than getting a win, and especially getting a win on someone that everybody thought that you were going to lose against, or someone that already beat you. Like, I love that shit. I'm like, ooh, redemption.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. That's the best thing, I think, is when people think, oh, they're not going to do it. And then you pull it out of the bag. And I was like, yes, because I've done that. I had a fight in Wolverhampton against a girl called Sophie Luxton, who was a really good competitor. And I think a lot of people.
She's on my social media because I'm one of them. I've seen her.
Yeah. And she's a really good fighter. And that's why, like, that win was really good for me. But she had a lot of people with her. Like, you could hear, like, the roar of the crowd. I had four people with me.
I love it. You're so cute. I had four people. Four people stood tall.
There was four people with me, and
they were strong.
The whole of the back of that, they were strong. I could hear them. The whole of the back of the, the back of the place was like roaring for this for Sophie. And then when I won, like, the silence, and I was like, yeah, okay, that's great. And that's, you know, no disrespect to Sophie. You know, it was a really good fight, but that win is just, it's perfect. You know, when you silence people that think you're going to lose, it's just amazing. Yeah. And that's why this fight's going to be so good, because she's 4-0. She's not been beat before. She used to fight at the weight class above. I don't care.
I love you. You gotta have that attitude. You have to.
If you're fighting at the weight class above and you're coming down, like, you know, that's a weight cut for you. I cut weight very well. And I'm quite lean most of the time, but I feel like I'm quite strong. I'm definitely more strong than I was three fights ago even. So, you know, I'm really confident in everything, to be honest. Like, I sound like I'm just trying to show off, but I'm just really confident in my preparation and, you know, everything my coach has got me to do. It's just, I'm just so excited for it. I'm just excited to go out there and just show people that, like I said, like, my other losses don't mean anything. Decision losses, I don't really care. You know, I'm there just to fight, and everybody likes it when I fight. You know, I try and do a little bit different. I try and, you know, get the big slams and get the big, you know, the hard shots in there and the kicks. You know, be a bit flashy, because that's what it's all about, I suppose, as well, is you've got to put a little bit of a show on as well.
People want to see, people do want to be entertained. And, you know, it's really, like, when you mentioned that, hold on, I'm gonna have to cut that part out because I just totally blanked out right there. No, I had such a good point on what you were saying with the go back to what you were just saying.
I think I've just got a blanked out now as well.
I remember, and it was so funny because I was trying to keep up with the last thing that you said. Remember, and I'll get back to it. I will.
Yeah,
I'm gonna cut that little bit out. But you know, there's something to be said for when you look at, one, your last year, right? I look at your whole year and I say, okay, well, you've been training constantly. You constantly train, and you're training a lot to fight because you're in fight camp a lot. So I can't see you not, one, being lean and on point, and two, not having been gotten stronger and better. You know what I mean? Because you haven't left fight camp, in my personal opinion. And that's awesome. So to me, if you haven't gotten stronger,
yeah, that's it. And it's just, like I say, like, I'm constantly in the gym, forever trying to improve. And, you know, I think sometimes, like, you train and you've got to switch something up. Like, one of my training partners, Abdul Chowdhury, like, he just said, you need to start asking why. Like, you need to start asking, why am I doing that? Or why am I getting hit? Or why am I getting taken down in this position? And then you start thinking, like, you start building your MMA IQ, and then you start sparring properly. Like, one of the lads in the gym said, your hands have got so much better. Like, I can't judge when you're going to punch me now. Like, I used to be able to see it a little bit, he said, but now I can't. And, like, that's because I've gone to the root cause of getting hit. And that's the good stuff. Like, that's what training partners are for as well, is, you know, to tell you where you're doing good as well, or tell you, like, shit, you give me a bit of a hard time, then like, you know, you're doing something well. And it's the same with me. Like, I'll tell my training partners, I'll go, that was really good, you know, you I couldn't do this or I couldn't do that. And, you know, that's what you need to do. I think that's what you need to get out of your training is something at the end of it, not just a sweat, you know.
And that's important. So. That's important also, like, not just to be told all the stuff that you're doing wrong, but like you said, to be recognized for the stuff that you've gotten better in or you're doing right in. Because at the end of the day, we could be told what we're doing wrong so much, but it's always nice to hear, hey, you know what? You got really good at that. Like, you got me right there. Like, who doesn't want to hear that? And that's something that says a lot about your training partners.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, in our gym, you know, we don't focus loads on, like, what we're doing well, because we should be doing it well. Like, we should have good fundamentals, and we do focus on a lot of how we make things better. But when the praise is due, you know, you get it. Like, you know, you get told that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's how, yeah, like, that's how it should be, you know, because we're MMA fighters. We don't need, you know, we don't need cuddling. We don't need to say, oh, you've done really well today.
But you're like, hey, you know what, you fucking got me there, that was good.
Who
doesn't want to hear that?
Yeah, it's great. I think that's how training partners should be, definitely.
Absolutely, because we do hear enough, you know, all the stuff that we need to get better at and all the stuff that you need to critique and, you know, to become a better fighter. So, but yeah, to hear that is definitely awesome. And that, I think, like I said, speaks loads to where you train, who you train with, and your work ethic in general. And as a young woman, that's really incredible.
Yeah, it is good to hear that. I mean, I always say, I bet some of the guys in that class hate me, because, like, I'll train in the morning with the fight team and where I expect to get beat up. And then in the evening, I train as well. And there's some guys who haven't fought yet or are still amateurs, and they don't come to the morning team. And, like, I think they put it on me a little bit now. Like, it's all like the teenage lads who think, oh, fuck this girl again. Like, I'm not getting taken down. And that's really good. Like, they're really good training partners for women, is the, you know, the guys who are like 18, full of testosterone, like, don't hold back. They obviously don't want to look stupid in training, so they put it on you. And, you know, I can't thank them enough, actually, because they give you the right kind of pressure for amateur female MMA anyway, like, a little bit crazy, a little bit, you know, aggressive. And so that's why, you know, can't fault those guys either. So I've got to give them a shout out, because, you know, they keep me on my toes as well. So yeah, bring the sassiness out of me, as my coach would say. Make me spa sassy.
I like that. And, you know, I always like to talk about, and I do, I always like to bring it up, because I hear so many friends of mine that have kids that always get so, every time I like bring up, I wouldn't want my kids to fight. And I'm like, but why not? I'm like, I have plenty of friends of mine that are really pretty, that have beautiful teeth, that have, but their noses are gorgeous, that don't look like they've gotten it. And they're like, I don't know. And then, like, I see someone like you, and I'm like, that's why I love sharing all you guys' stuff too, to show, like, look, fighters are like everybody else. I mean, you guys just happen to do, you know, extraordinary things. In your fights and pretty much in your daily lives, and that just takes a special kind of movement to be able to train. And it does. I mean, I don't care what anybody says, you guys train your asses off, again, because I know it, I see it daily. I've, you know, all my friends and colleagues are fighters, so I know what goes into it. But regular people, they don't. And when I'm telling them about, like, the Wimp to Warrior program and telling my friends, they're like, wait a second, so you would have to get up. I'm like, so wait, you can't, my one friend, I'm like, you can't fathom getting up early to better yourself? And like, so what? It's an hour out of your day for 5 days a week is not a lot. Like,
yeah, it's not a lot at all.
There, that's nothing in the aspect of a fighter's life, that they're pretty much training 7 days a week, right?
Yeah, every day pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I find it hard. Like, I get really, really confused when people say, like, they don't want the kids to fight, or they don't want girls to fight. It's stupid, because I see it in a different way. Like, I don't just see it as, like, competitive. I see it as it's like a life skill now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we live in a shit world now. Like, it's not how it used to be.
Yeah.
And I hate knowing that girls, like, some girls, not all girls, because obviously some girls are, you know, can fully stick up for themselves, and they've got the skills. And but, you know, when I see a girl who's completely, like, vulnerable,
yeah,
and I just think, oh my god, like, you're missing out so much. Like, you need to know, because you never know when you're going to need it. Like, you could be walking down the street, you could be getting in
anywhere,
a taxi, you could be doing anything
anywhere.
And it's just, it's a life skill now. And I'm trying to get so many people to come into, like, I do a Brazilian jiu-jitsu class for women, and it's like the numbers dip in and
there,
out.
I'd be there with you.
Like, it's really good as well. It's not just, like, self-defense based, it's real jiu-jitsu, but obviously with a slight
team. There's a million different things you could get out of it, and I am an advocate.
So many different things. Yeah, and I just think they need to do it. It's like, even just give it a go, you know, just try it, because a lot of people go, oh, you know, bodily contact, I don't want to touch them and all this crap, and or they don't want to, yeah, like thinking about choking each other. And it's like, just try it, because
yeah,
when you kind of, it gives you a sense of power, I believe. So like, you come into a class and you've not done it before, and next minute you're getting showed how to choke someone unconscious in about 3 seconds.
Yeah,
whoa.
And that's some good, you know, that's, you unconscious, it's humbling, actually, because it's like, all yeah. right, well, now I got to know how to efficiently do that and be able to execute it if I need it. Now, it's funny, because I'm throwing a huge, I'll tag you when I get the flyer done, but I'm throwing a really big pool tournament, and it's a doubles pool tournament, but I'm matchmaking the team of a pro pool player and a fighter, whether they be pro or, and you know, big up and come or whatever. We have huge names in both worlds right now. And for me, what I'm trying to do, because I'd be like, what made you do MMA in pool? I'm like, well, look, at the end of the day, back when I say like 15 years ago, I would turn on the TV and I would see pool on ESPN. It was wild. You guys have from over there, the Duchess of Doom, Alison Fisher. She's one of my favorite pool players ever. And I think she's from England. I could be wrong. There's so many amazing pool players that it's not on TV anymore. People don't even really know about it. And these, like, you got some beautiful girls, the guys are badass, and nobody knows about it, right? And yeah. Also, it's looked at like a derelict game. And then you got fighters who are looked at like thugs. And yeah. They're looked at like, I don't know. They're not looked at like, they're not humanized, because you guys are looked at like, you know, like, oh, look, you go and kill somebody. You know what I mean? And you can, respectfully so. But I want the world to see that fighters are regular people too. You know what I mean? So both these industries to me could use a really big light shown on both of them, in the aspect of that, like, look, you know, a fighter that doesn't know what they're doing can still humble themselves, learn something new. Because, hey, if you're coachable, you can learn anything.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly.
And maybe get some pool players into fighting, and maybe get some fighters into playing pool.
Yeah, that's it. I think it's true. Like, I feel like that. Like, I just like being taught something new. So yeah. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, growing up, like, I was always doing different sports and just wanted to get good at everything. And like you say, once you're coachable, you can learn anything. And it's true. Like, people need to understand that. And yeah. Also, when you're saying about MMA fighters being looked at as thugs, it's different now. Like, when you say, oh, I do MMA, and then they go, what's that? And you have to say, like, oh, you know, cage fighting.
Yeah.
And then it kind of dims it a little bit. And you've got to understand, like, it's martial, you know, mixed martial arts. It's it's an art, you know, it's not, it used to be a little bit fuggy, like, you know, like the bald, like the bald muscular guys. And but now it's all changed, and it's, you know, it's becoming rapidly growing anyway, especially, you know, in the UK. So we're onwards and upwards with that. So... the future is bright, definitely.
The future is very bright. And Levi, I wanted to thank you so much for taking your time to speak to me today about your upcoming fight at Cage Warriors 109, no, against Daniel Hutton. And we look so forward to seeing you get your hand raised in that cage. You know that's what's going to happen, girl. And I was just talking to Katie Hunter, and we want to get you on the MMA UK ladies show. So I'm going to find out, let me know what day works for you in the evening, obviously around this time, because that's usually when that works for them. Yeah. And the next before your fight, and I'll tell them, and hopefully we can link it up and get you on the ladies show.
Yeah, definitely. I'm up for that. Again, yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right, sounds good.
Oh, anybody you want to thank, any sponsors, anybody right now, the floor is yours.
Yeah, obviously, as always, you know, thank my head coach, Matt Inman, all my training partners at SBG Manchester, Beth Packman, who does my nutrition, everybody, really, you know, all my sponsors know. I've got a few now. You know, I'm making it, I'm balling now, so.
You are, yeah. Look at you.
You know, I'm getting there. We're on the right track. So thank you, everybody who's helped me so far anyway. Appreciate
awesome.
It.
And where can everybody find you on social media?
So at Steed MMA on Instagram, and just Levi Steedman on Facebook.
Levi, I'm going to tag you in everything. And again, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to me. And
no
I
problem.
Hopefully get somebody to video that fight for us so we can watch it, because I'll tell them to do it live. I want to watch it.
I'll do that. No problem.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, Levi. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kerry. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.